Case number 9877, S&E Gallo Family Limited Partnership, west of Road 268, 200 feet south of Road 269. A variance from front and side yard setback requirement. State your full name and address.
Andrew Ratner, 30777 Molly B. Road, Lewis, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right, fine, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We are here for this variance request, which had previously been approved in October of 2005 for a front setback. The building restriction line moved. The building was built 20 years ago, and since then the line has moved from 40 feet to 60 feet, which kind of runs through the middle of the building, and we had come here before to put a new front entrance to the building, which was approved. And due to our, I guess, a misunderstanding on our part, we actually got a building permit in August of 2006, but did not physically start the project. And then they said the variance expired.
So you had to go through the process again.
Exactly.
Sure, right.
So nothing's changed then? This is...
Well, the only thing that has changed is... we were going to put a second story over part of the building, and we've scrapped that idea. So we went to apply for a new building permit with the new plan, and that's what kind of brought up the whole issue about the variance expiring.
So you need 26 feet, is that correct, for your new
Yeah, but addition? I think 20 feet of that is already in the building.
Okay.
The line runs through the middle of the building as it was built before. They moved it from 40 feet to 60 feet.
Is the plan to actually do the construction this time?
Yeah. Well, we've always planned to do it, just time and issues come up.
How about the issue of the shed? Was that part of the last?
No.
As well? No, it wasn't.
No, I don't know why it says side setback.
Well, they found that in the meantime.
Okay.
You need a zero setback there.
On which? There's a shed.
You had the drawing there?
Yeah.
There's, he's right on the line with the shed.
Oh, I see. Okay, over on the left side there?
Right. So it's a zero setback. Yeah, zero variance.
Well, we have this...
5 foot variance.
This final site plan was approved with the shed there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still, you need that variance.
You're going to keep the shed there after the renovation?
I have a picture, if this will help you. Come forward?
Yeah, sure.
There's two other buildings on the property, so we're just trying to do a similar facade on the front here.
Okay.
Not that size, but just to fit into that building.
This is the example here?
That's the existing building.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board?
That's all right, I just need to.
Mr. McCabe, any further questions?
No questions, sir.
Okay. Further questions?
No.
Mr. Brown. Any further questions, Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Any opposition, Mr. Secretary?
No. Huh?
Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9877. I don't believe it'll affect the gender of character of the neighborhood.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9877. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Very much.
Yes, sir.